Okay, we here are in the middle of the sugya of Shtar Mo'ocher. Taisus here, Get Mo'ocher. We've spoken about the fact that there are three shittas in the din of a Get Mo'ocher, which a month from now we're going to remember. We spoke about a Get Mo'ocher. We should at least remember the shittas of Rishayim, that there are three shittas. The Rambam passes a Get Mo'ocher. He says it's bechlal not a kosher get. Taisus and the Ravid both hold to kosher get, but they disagree in how it works. The Ravid said that it's a kosher get in the yad, and the peiris though are la'achar zman. It's a veda peiris in the zman that's written into the shtar. And our Taisus, the Rosh hold that it's a get, the whole get is chal later at the end. That the get is given now, and the get, the chalos haget, is later la'achazman. So yesterday we explained the Ravid shita, and today we're going to talk about Taisus shita. Why Taisus holds the get, a very strange thing. I don't think we have another such get, where you give a get, and the chalos is later. We have a tanai, the get is later. But here, when nobody spoke out of tonight, that the get, the chalais haget should be later, that's the chiddush of the case of get mu'ul, by Taisus. They give a get today, and they get a schal on the date that's dated a week from now, or a year from now, and a schal at that time. That's the get mu'ul according to Taisus. I'm just thinking, we had in Subis the sugya of the chayolei beis David, that they, before they went to war, they wrote git into their wives, as we have machlokes Rashi and Taisus, but that they wrote pitanai. They wrote the get pitanai, that if they don't come back, the get should be chal. And they could have just written the get mocher. It would have been a shortcut.
How long?
Write a get mocher, what?
For how long?
Oh, but if they're going to write a get mocher, they won't have a choice later. It would be chal. They want it if they come back, it shouldn't be chal. They want it to come back. Okay. So how long? There's also a question. But no, anyway, they wrote a get mocher. Yes, they have to write a day. They have to write a get tonight. They don't come back. How long?
Yeah, I guess. They don't come back from this mocham. They had a get mocher with his man for after the mocham.
Why?
Because
it's get up yichal achamisa. Yeah, if they die, the get up yichal achamisa won't work.
You write a get mocher and then come back before it's going to be chal.
Could be mevatel get mocher before it's chal. It's mistaver that you could, but I don't know. It's mistaver that you could, but I don't know hilchis get mocher because it's a chiddush of taisus that's chal this way. All right, we're gonna have two as beirim in taisus. Let's think through the two shitas. Why? How is it get that you give today chal later? So we find two as beirim in shitas taisus. One is in the Ran and in the Ritva. The Ran is later, I think. In the Ninth Perek. The Ritva is here. They say it works like a Tanai. It's like a get but Tanai, even though you didn't speak out to Tanai. But it's a understood Tanai that if you write a get and this man is later, so it's Kilu, you made it Tanai. Now, the Ravid said it's Kilu, you made it Tanai on the Peris. Taisa Shita is it's Kilu, you made it Tanai on the guf haget. And the Avni Maluim Tarka says that the chiddush in this shita is that even though there were no dinei tanai, normally the halachis, how a tanai is said, you need a tanai kofel, you need tanai kaidim lamaisa and kaidim lalav, there are certain rules in the way a person writes out a tanai, and here he didn't write out any tanai, all he wrote was his mamma ucher. So it's really a very big chiddush to say that Tanai works. So the Avni Maluim writes in Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, Sivkot Yud Aleph, that a Giloy Das is better than a Tanai. A Giloy Das, like a Zman Mo'ocher, which is a clear Giloy Das when you want it to be Chal, that's better than a Tanai that's expressed. Which is a chiddush. Why is a Giloy Das better than a Tanai? Better if I write as Zman Mo'ocher than if I say I'm giving a get It should be chal in 2 weeks. It's a beferish. So, well, why is it better? What? Yeah, once it's implied, so you don't need kafel, because just as it applies one way, it applies the other way.
Well, it seems. So
it seems that to imply it tonight is better than to say it and not say it fully. That's what comes out. Well, it's a clear gilui das. It's enough of gilui das. Okay, so it's enough of a gilui das. Gilui das is even better than a expressed tanai. When someone expresses a tanai and doesn't express a kafel, we're suspicious that he doesn't mean for it to be ma'akiv. I'll give you a get if you give me $100. Does he mean $100 ma'akiv? Love dafka. If you express something, it's a gilui das plus you're saying it. Well, it's a gilui das that's written into this man. It's not mocher. This man mocher is the gilui das. It's not Tavar Shal Balei. He wrote the gilui das. It's just, how could it be that if you just apply it, it's better than if you express it halfway? So if I say that if you come to express it and you express it halfway, there's something suspicious. Why aren't you expressing it fully? Why don't you express it fully? That's what it seems.
So it's a finish.
It's interesting. We know Mimela. We don't say, oh, he meant it tonight, but he wasn't kaifel it, so it should be bottle. So we don't say that, because he wrote this man. The way he did it fully. That's what it sounds like. Whichever way you do it, you have to do it right. And if you're doing it, do it fully. Don't do more. So that's what it sounds like. If by a chuppah somebody calls up, they call up Eidei Kedushin by every wedding. So you call up Eidei Kedushin, we understand that you meyachid the two Eidim to the exclusion of everybody. It's really understood. You don't have to announce. Sometimes they announce it. But you don't really have to announce it, because you just say plenty and plenty on Eidei Kedushin, it's understood to the exclusion. What happens if they announce plenty and plenty are appointed by the Chasam Kala to be Eidei Kedushin to the exclusion of everybody else? Does that imply that they're not Eidei Nisuin to the exclusion of everybody else? Right, the Eidei Kedushin are Eidei Nisuin too. The Chuppah, the Reidim on Chuppah also. If you announce Eidei Kedushin to the exclusion, is that worse than just... We can make a whole speech. If you make a whole speech, you should have to say the whole thing. If you don't make all speeches, no problem. So maybe it's worse. Sometimes it's worse when you talk too much. It's better to talk less and be clear than to say more sometimes. So he's saying the same thing in two slightly different ways. When he says it, if he doesn't say it fully, we suspect that he doesn't mean it fully. Right? If he expresses it. What? There are some echoes of Machlaikis Sefta and Majrish, and sometimes kind of. Silly is what we want. Right, you always have some Sefer to fall back on, that everybody's in a Sadi. Okay, anyway, I don't mean to start up anybody's chasana, if anybody just wondering out loud. Anyway, this is a chiddush, but the round of it was pshat, and it's probably the most popular pshat. And if you look around, the achrayim will bring, it's probably the most popular pshat. However, if you learn the Rosh is the same thing as Tosfos. If you're medayik in his lashon, the Rosh is almost like the lashon of the Tosfos, but if you're medayik in his lashon, I think he's saying something a little more. The Rosh, we want two Roshes today. This one is Siman Hey, and the one we're going to do later is Siman Dalet. Tell me if he means it. I don't know. It's the first one on the line, the Yesh Leima, the Siman Hey. I'll tell you it's page 190, but you have different pages than me. Right? Also 190. You see his Lashon V'Yesh Leima? The Rosh holds like Tosfos. He holds that the Rosh holds like Tosfos that a get mo'ucher is kosher, but it's only kosher after, it's only kosher at the later time, not kosher right away. So his lashon is v'yesh leimer. The question is, why is mocher kasher? Yesh leimer the v'mocher ein abal mafsid peiris mishas chasima ela mishas hazman hakasavai. All right, that the Ravid agrees with. The baal doesn't lose the peiris onto the zman shakasavai. She'enai roi legarish bayachshav de'ein zeh krisus v'afilu nosan lala'al de'ena garish chalal chol ha'chas hazman. What do those words mean? Ein roi legarish by Ashav de ein zeh krisus. The words seem to say that the get, he's giving the get right now. And maybe he even means it for right now. But it's a chesaron in ein zeh krisus. We had enough tesam and aleph. That you need krus gita. You need a get, should clearly be a megarish. I think that's what the Rosh is saying. Ein roi legarish bayashav de ein zeh krisus. No. Right, it means even if the husband wants it to be now, it's not. The Ranaritz would say that if you write his mamocher, why is it chal later? Because it's an umdara. You want it to be chal at the time you wrote. So that's a chiddush because he doesn't have hilchus tanai. So I could see others would disagree with the rabbi and the ritz. Because there's no tanai kafel, there's no tanai kaidim lahen, there's no hen kaidim lahav, there's no rules of tanai. Just three words in the Rosh. Ein roi lagarish bayashav. He's clearly not like the rabbi and the ritz. He doesn't say ein daitei lagarish bayashav. He says ein roi lagarish bayashav de ein zeh krisus. It's not a shtar krisus because if she'll show the shtar, it doesn't say in the shtar that she's lagarish today. Ain't Zach Rhesus. Are you asking? That's what the words sound like. Ain't Zach Rhesus. So it sounds like, even, let's say he'll stand up and he'll say it's post-dated, but you should know my das, Klar, was to write it for today. Or had the wrong date. Let's say we'll be able to prove that they just had the wrong date, the calendar they had the wrong date. So, according to the Rana Ritzvah, it'll be chal. It seems it'll be chal right away. Because they say it's only chesaron tonight. The Rosh seems to say it's a krisus that's chesaron be'etzem in the shtar krisus. And according to that, it's a much more, the pshat, it's still a chiddush, but it's less of a chiddush. Because the Rana Ritzvah, you have to come on to Rav Nimalum's chiddush, that the Rana Ritzvah is saying that a gilui das doesn't need it tonight. But according to this, it has nothing to do with hilchus tanoim. It has to do with the get itself. The get itself is a post-dated get. So it's just not chal until the later date, no matter what they intended. And it increases, the chesaron increases. That's what I think. There's a rule that the get has to be a self-contained shtar krisus. It has to have in it the story of the krisus. It doesn't have the story of today's krisus. It has the story of tomorrow's krisus. That's what it sounds like. And the krisus will be enough gemina. The Ran says the Efsher, the Ran says the Lashon Efsher, that Taisa Shittu would be true about Shtari Kinyan as well. as the Ram says, Ve'esher, that this would, that Taisa Shita would be true, not only about a get mo'ocher, but a shtar kinyan mo'ocher. I'm not talking about shtar raya. Shtar kinyan mo'ocher. I sell you a house, I write a post-dated shtar, and I want to do a kinyan with it. So the Ram says that what he's writing about a get mo'ocher could be as true about a shtar kinyan mo'ocher as well. Now the Ram, l'shitasai, is pashut. So the Ram says, when you write a shtar mo'ocher, you write a shtar mo'ocher, which is kosher, it's a gilui das that your kavana is for the later time. So a shtar, it could create a shtar kinyan. It could be the same thing. Taisa shita, if you give a shtar mo'ocher, it's going to be chal later, not chal right away. Tonight works the Ram l'shitasai. Says we're going out today, so it's true about Kinyan. It's true about Shtari Kinyan. But like the Rush, I'm not so sure. The Rush says that the reason it's Chal later, it's because Chesaron increases. Really, Shtar Mocher is Kasher, right? So Shtar Mokdim is Pasul, Shtar Mocher is Kasher. That's the clock. So Shtar Mocher is good. Now, what if I write a Shtar Mocher and I give it to you today to sell my house in front of two Eidim? And the Eidim know today is whatever date it is today, but the Shtar is a later date. When is the Chalais HaKinyan? The Rav says the Chalais HaKinyan is the later date. Why? Because it's an umdana that if I wrote a later date, that means for the Kinyan to be Chal later. That's the Rav of its Veshita by Ked. Same thing by Ishtar Kinyan. Should be the same. But like the Rosh, what's the explanation of Taisus? Why is it get Mu'ukhr Chal later? Why is the Chal right away? Ayishtar Mu'ukhr generally is Kashur. So why a post-dated shtar, why is the chal right away? The Rosh says, because you need krisus. Because there is a cause of krisus. And it's a safer krisus. If so, by shtar kinyan, by mominus, l'chayra, it should be that it is good. There's no din shtar mominus. There has to be chal miyad. There has to be, I mean, a safer krisus. So by shtar mamin, it's yitachim. That it could be that it's rachinami, that it's going to be chal miyad.
So what's the last one?
So maybe I make a big deal out of nothing. Maybe that's why I'm not sure about the lashon. At the end, it's mashmat to tanai, but in the beginning, I don't know. Tein zekrisus. I don't know.
Because the Rosh is saying inherently a
kinyan
cannot be done with the
Gemara
Ruchah
to say how right away. So the Baal can't give up the kinyan on the Paris at the end. For some increases, because he gets the Paris. A person can't give against his wife on the Nos that I eat your Paris for another month. I'm a starver. It's a new mom. Just like I can give a get amanos that the wife gives the husband $1,000. So why can't he give a get amanos that he eats the pears for another month?
But that's when he's taking her pears. So here we're saying that he's keeping the pears. Not that he's taking pears.
Well, according to the Ravid, it's a tanai, which means it's really her pears that he's getting. It's not because he's entitled to it off the takana. So Tosis on that Dakuta. Why would Tosis disagree? Why? You're saying Ein Zekrisus because he's getting Paris. You're saying Ein Zekrisus because he's getting Paris. I understand Ein Zekrisus because the Shtar doesn't tell the story. It doesn't tell the story of today's get. Whether you have it your way or my way, it doesn't really help you.
By Kinyan, because the Rosh is saying that by Kinyan it's not Shaykh, it's not possible to say that it should be called right away. They're saying
But it's like a tanai. Is that what you're saying?
It's not possible to have the.
So then that'll be taicha in zekrisus. Now you're being marviach to fit in this lashon at the end. Kilo mar zekita chol iskash by this is man. You shall be teres tanai. Shall I be teres tanai? Just I'll thank you to mechiyach halah. Oh, you're right. The lashon at the end, nachinamin. Lashon at the end doesn't say made it tonight. It just said it has the same din as it get for lachas man. Okay, I don't know. Maybe we'll just stick with the Ritva Duran. It's enough, we have three sheetahs in the Rishayim, we don't have to have two sheetahs of Pshat and one of the three sheetahs. But the words of the Ein Zeh Krisus, Ein Roy Lagarish by Asher, the Ein Zeh Krisus, it doesn't say Ein Daite Lagarish by Ein Roy Lagarish. So what's that to do with Ein Zeh Krisus? That should be done by Din and Marvin too. He says the Ein Zeh Krisus. Tafilu nas ala la alter in a gerish shachan ha'ishas hazman. The words that Arash say the way I'm telling you. We have to find one of the farshim that should explain this. So it's a chiddush that I could give you the sina today and the chalois is later. Without the need to know him. It's missing krisus and the krisus will be chalois.
If you could give her a paper and then find it.
No. If he has to give it to her, it has to be kosher for later. Okay, look, Maramachim Anilach, I'm not sure. When I read the Rosh, it looked to me like the Rosh is saying, Ein Zeh Krisus, the Chassarn in Kros Gita. The way I understand, it seems to be two sheetahs in the Hesber of Taisvis. And the reason I was really looking for it is because I felt that the Rana de Ritvar Chiddish, that's a Tanai without doing Dine Tanai, like Dr. Bloom points out. So I would prefer that the Rosh be a separate sheetah. And I don't know. Okay. The question is, according to the Rambam, if you write a shtar ma'ocher, the Rambam shita is, it's possible. What would be the din if you write a shtar ma'ocher and you give it on the date which is written? As you write today your shtar ma'ocher and you don't get around, you wait, you wrote the wrong date, so you wait already. You wait the other week and you give it to him a week later. To her, a week later. What would the din be? So Pashtus. What? Pashtus should be good. No?
Every get we don't go back to the thing at all. Go back to the date. It's written on false one. So I don't just say it's kosher, you just have to take it back and do it again.
What should be Pashtus? Everyone think that way. Pashtus should be Pasul. We could go either way. The Lamai said they had 2 days. The Ritva says that'll be Pasul. The Ritva says, like the Rambam, even if you give it later, Shtam Ocher is Pasul, get Ocher is Pasul, Pasul no matter what. However, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Shmuel, Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, says that it's kosher. Like the Rambam. So again, I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe everyone's going with Shitasam the way they hold by Taisvis, how they hold by the Rambam. The Ritva learned Taisvis holds it to Tanai, and Taisvis holds it good Tanai. He'll hold in the Rambam that it's not a good Tanai. The Rambam holds such a Tanai, it's not a good Tanai. For whatever reason, either it's missing Tanai Kafu, it's missing the whole expression of Tanai, it's not a good Tanai. So, what? Okay, But I mean is, in the normal case, it's no good, because when you write as Mam Ocher, we don't look at it as a Tanai. It's missing DNA Tanai. So it's Tam, it's a Shtar that's missing this man, which is possible. That's the way the Ritva would look at it. Or when... No, I understand, but Pshas Ksiva, the Rabbi says it's possible. Why? You could understand Pshas Ksiva, the Rabbi says it's possible. Why is it possible? Pshas Ksiva, right? Tais said it's kasha, and Rabbi says it's possible. Why does the Rabbi say it's possible? So Vaiti, you could say two pshatim in the Rabbi. You could say it's possible because it doesn't have his man. His mamuch is not his man. And he disagrees with the idea that it's a Tanai. Or you could understand in the Rambam that it's missing Kruskita. When it was written, it was missing Kruskita. So it's still in Kruskita that it doesn't tell the true story of the get. So if you hold that it doesn't have his man, so it doesn't have his man, it's possible, Rambam, it's possible, it's possible, finished, doesn't matter when you give it. If you hold that it's a chasan of Kruskita, it doesn't tell the true story of the get, well, if you give it later, then it does tell the true story of the get. The whole chesaron is Kris Gita. It's really Shtar Mocher is Kasha. Just this problem here is that it doesn't tell the story. Because it tells the story of the Megureshes of the later days. And you know, the Maisa he gave it to earlier, that's the Psul of the Rambam. If you hold that way, then if you actually give it later, I can understand the Beishan Rol, that will be Kasha.
But why should we be down on the gap when it was just written?
Okay, I think what you want to say, I'll get to next. But as far as the Etzem Din of Shtar Mocher, it would seem that they have these two mahalchim, and like I said, take it or leave it. I don't really have an achron who says that they're two mahalchim, but it just seems from the lashon harash that he's disagreeing with the Rambam of the Ritva. Okay, there's nothing to kudel. Let's just like to cover a little bit of Gemara. I'd like to cover a lot of Gemara, but let's at least start. Reish Lakish ma'itayim lo yamuk Rav Yechanan. Why does Reish Lakish agree with Rav Yechanan? Amar lach znus loy shchicha. Znus is not shchiach. So what does it mean znus is not shchiach? Here when we say not shchiach, we mean it's not shchiach enough to make a gzera for. Tap taisvis, pirish. Now this is bothered with the kasha. Now, think about the kasha just for a minute. I'm wrong. Just use your heads. And tell me what you would answer to taisvis kasha. Rabbi Yechid says, v'gayzah shav yechapa basachasim. Rish Lakish says, it's not Shriach. We're not going to make Gzera for that. So, Tosis, 1 minute, what do you mean it's not Shriach? Iksubis daf beis amid aleph. We learned that they made a takana that a person should get married on Wednesday so that he can run, if his wife was Bizana Tachtav, between the Kedusha and the Nesuah. So he could run the next day to Bezdin. Maybe she was Mizana. So we see Snus is Shriach enough to make Gzeras for. So, Frektaisis, what's the difference between Ksubis? When we make Xera, people should get married Wednesday because it's Nus. And over here, where Rish Lakish says Nus lo Shchiach, it's not Shchiach enough to make Xera for. So, what's the answer? What would you say? What? It's more than. That's what I would have said. I would have said, yeah, it's Nus and Shchiach. But you can make it. How often does a person marry Bas HaChosei? And when he marries, basically, how often does he marry a woman that have rachmanis on her that she'll be mizana tachtov, she's basachal, she's mizana tachtov, and he's going to want to rescue her from her einish. The Gemara sounds like it, but most husbands don't feel that way because the Gemara mentions basachalisai. Says maybe it'll be a case like basachalisai where that's what I would have said. Okay, because we're going to have problems with Tosfos Teretz, which won't apply to this. My Teretz would have been the Rishash by Merrick's this. The Rishash said this. He says he would ask him. He would have said Bas HaChosei is not so Shchiach. The person who married Bas HaChosei and she's Bezana Tachtov and he has Rachmanis on her. That whole spiel is not so Shchiach. That's what the Rishash says. He would have answered Tosfos Kasha. Okay, Lamaisa Tosfos didn't answer that. Tosfos answers Eidim Asra is lo Shchiach. which maybe like Tzvi says, Taka, if you think about it, how often it's the difference between learning Chumash and learning Gemara. If you learn Chumash, Beis Din was in the killing business. Everything is Mois Yomus, right? Even a person is Makal, a parent, Mois Yomus, everything is Mois Yomus. When the Gemara, you see, when does a person die? If it was Hasra, and he was in the Kabbalah Hasra, he said, Afal Pikein, and he did the Aver, Taka Dei Diba. So the person, probably, if he does that, he complete insanity on this whole thing. And maybe he has a tithe to be Mizana with Eishas Ish. But if he waits, how long is Kedai Diva? 30 seconds, then he doesn't get Misa, so he can't wait to 30 seconds. And he has to say, Afal Pikein, no? It's the God's in that Shriach. That's what Eishas says. Taisa says that listen, this is shriach enough exarius, but snus bei the masra lo shriach. So it sounds like the Taisa is a very good. The Taisa is a very good deterrent. There should be no problems. It's interesting. Taisa says afterwards, avaloi by the name of the shuvus nus lo shriach. The brash ksuv is tipnu shei b'sul nus yirvishim el b'sula yashkel lebez chashim l'kri daite. The next words in Taisa is. Mistaver, on the side it says Ze'enoi Meloshen HaTaisis. If it is Loshen HaTaisis, not Loshen HaTaisis, the words Mistaver, the Tfei Yikolamecha Shema Tizna Shema Zinsa. Those words. So the Taisis says the second Teretz. That over there, Ksobis, it's a Chshash Shema Tizna. Maybe she will be Mizan, for that will Chashash. To be chayshish, when again comes in front of Hashem as zinsa, that one not chayshish. So it's difficult to understand what Taisus means. Ksubis is also Hashem as zinsa. We would say you should be able to go to Beis Din, get married Wednesday, Hashem as zinsa. Maybe she was mazana between the kedusha and the suin.
Well, also help to. We know that the such a tekala has it will prevent the person from being done. I'm sure anything over here, so it's more to prevent the baal from saving her.
The Targum of Tarkana is to prevent people from being mizan, and here to prevent people from catching people. It's the Hesperitis. And the Chsav I saw, and Michael, I think you'll agree with me, sounds like one of the Daichik Ma'id. Chsav Seifer wants to take a shot at this line of Taisus. He doesn't hold any Lashon Taisus. He holds Taisus and three Turats. First Taratz, Lashriach. This second teretz, the void is a third teretz. He says that the reason the ksubis we write for the psula is v'chayshish shall be mezana between the chuppah and the husband being bayalah later that night. So we tell them, make the chuppah on Wednesday night, on Yom Revi'i, on Wednesday afternoon, so that if she's mezana between the chuppah, And that night, you'll be able to catch her. That's Shema Tizna. That's Pshat in the Gemara in Subis. Why? So I guess you could tie it between the Erosin and the Bia. If she's under three, the Gemara says there's not two sekas. You're in. And besides, what does it mean? This is shliach between the chuppah. I mean, we don't like to think about this being shliach at all. But between the chuppah, I mean, what are they doing between the chuppah? They're dancing at the chasna. The whole cipher, it sounds like a total pella. Okay. Anyway, this is Taisus. Taisus has a number of teretz. The first teretz is L'Shriach Beit HaVasra. Second teretz is this, which is hard to understand. And the Va'id. Taisus is third teretz. The Osama Avagad L'Shriach, Osama Tarkana, Choshish L'Teres Ovalabis. It's a much more serious infraction. So, L'Choshish. Here, L'Choshish will save a life. Okay, that is much Choshish. Problem with the Taisus is the following. Is an other Taisus later on Yud Ches Amar Aleph. Taisus says, a quinter of Yechida, why do you have Zman in a get? Maybe she'll be Mizan and the husband will want to save her life. What about Bizman Azeh? If the Chorvin, there's no Sanhedrin Bizman Azeh. We don't give Misa Bizman Azeh. What do you say? Bizman Azeh, we need Zman or we don't need Zman? In a shtar. In a get. Do we need or we don't need, according to Rabbi Yechon? What should be bizman as that? Pashtus. There's no Shevet Chapa Basa Chaisa. We don't give Nisa. It shouldn't be anything. So look at Taisus Hanu. Taisus on Yechesim and Aleph. Hanu, the second half of Taisus. Vim Taimer. You got it on next time in Aleph? Taisus Hanu. Vim Taimer. Man Dom Rabbi Shambasa Chaisa. Bizman Azel. Lama Chaisus Man Begin. That's all Bizman Azel. Mashba Dabai is man. Even nowadays, he did his man. It's now, look, I'm on that paper. You will get him soon. So, why do we write his man, bizman hazeh? Zaktaisis yeshleim a gezeira, shema yechape al boneha mamzeirim. Maybe you'll have rachmanis on her children, or mamzeirim. So, he's going to want to, the children shouldn't be becheskes mamzer. If she was mizana, then if she became pregnant, she has a child as a mamzer. Oi, inami. Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And therefore what? Taisis means Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And we want to maintain the Gzeira that of Zman. We're not going to change it back and forth. Inami, Shaloi Emes Nitzach HaGerishin, B'Yazirana. Right, the halacha is if a woman's Mezana Tachas Baila, she's also there. Here you'll have a wife, a husband, whose wife was Mezana, and he'll want to stay married to her. You say, why does he want to stay married? There's such a Matthias. It happens, right? Clinton. So it was Anna, they want to stay married. So he's going to say, and I won't be able to be married because they're Adam, she was Mazana. So what I'll do is I'll pretend I gave her a get. Then she was Mazana, not Tachtov. And then I'm allowed to remarry her. So I'll take her back and it'll be Mutter. So what does Taisa say? Even if you, if the Meheri Yibanabesim, without the Meheri Yibanabesim, English Teretz, Taisus, the other two Teretzim are two differences, two different reasons for Shami Yechapa Basa Chaisai. Why is a man going to have Rachmanis? For three reasons. One, I want to save the heart from Misa. Two, I want to save the children from being Mamzerim. Three, you want to stay married to her. And these are three reasons to write his man in a get. That's what Taisus says. Bizman Azeh, reason number one falls away. To save her life, we don't give Misa Bizman Azeh. But reasons two and three remain. So the nice of Bizman Azeh, we write his man in a get. Why? For these two reasons. It's not Shver. I believe the Rishashi is the Kasha. So what's Pshat in our Taisus? Our Taisus says, Eidim and Asra is not Shriach. So if you're talking Eidim and Asra is not Shriach, that she'll get Nisa. But still, you have the other reasons. The reasons of Mamzeris, and the reasons of Tachtov. And those reasons should still apply. Yeah, even if they didn't give Asra. What? Okay. Yes. Okay. Now, this is the kasha that the Rishashi asks. The carbon the sandal says the Teretz that that Akiva was saying that Lamaisa Rabbi Yechonon only says the other reason Shem Yechapa Vasachayse to save her from Misa. So it seems that that's really the Ikar reason. We don't start. We wouldn't start the Takana for the reasons of Taisus. We start the Takana because we want to save her from Nisa. Now, once we started the Takana, you want to save the Bottle Bizman Hazan? Alright, there's a reason to keep the Takana going. We still have these other reasons. So therefore we keep the Takana going. But the Ikka reason is the reason of Shem Yechapa Basa Chaisai, the Nisa reason. And that reason is the reason that Takana began. Rabbi Yehuda Shlokish says that's not Shriach. And once the Tekana started, we have the other reasons. As I said, Karpin is Sanal as Yud, and he even learns it into Lashon Hara, Harash. He says the other reasons are Sa'ad, are only a secondary reason. I just wanted to point out, Hashkafa Rishayna, imagine it happened Lamaisa. You have a man, his wife is Zana Tachtav. Why would you think he'll have more Rachmanis of the three reasons? There are three things. All right, the third one, that I want to stay married to her, or I can understand that's not so Shriach. But the other two reasons, where would he have more Rachmanis? On this wife not getting Misa, or on the children not being Mamzerim? What? Future children's not an issue. These children, she's pregnant, she have a child now. What? Yeah, but they're guiltless kids, and his wife's not his kid either. What's a bigger tragedy, that she'll get visa or the kids will be mamzerim? She brought it upon herself. She had eight minutes for her. She gets visa.
Said,
kids didn't do anything.
If it's his kid, maybe, but it's someone else's kid. So it's like, if you're dealing
with really? Those humanistic... In my mind, mamzerim is the biggest tragedy. The biggest, the terrible tragedies. Mamzerim is... most tragedies, it happens to people. They bring it on themselves. A person is a mamzerim, they didn't do anything.
Still
a terrible thing. Still married. Yeah, I understand. It's not such a wide open... Shidduch field. He can marry a Gary, he can marry a Mitzri, who's the guy here, right? Lucky him, because if he wouldn't be a Mamz, he couldn't marry her. I think the answer is something else. Is the child going to be a Mamzer? Let's say she was Mazana Tachta, and she became pregnant, now she's pregnant. Is the child going to be a Mamzer? What's the din? You have a married woman. A married woman, and she's pregnant. We know she was Mizana. We say, Rav Bila Sachar Abal. We pass to the child, not a mamzer. So the child's not going to be a mamzer anyway. The child's not going to be a mamzer. A married woman is Mizana. We don't say that the child is from that bia. We assume that the child is from a normal bia, from her husband. No, we're saying now, really they're not Mugarashis. We're saying now he's going to think, oh, I have a reason, I want to fake it out. So what's his reason to fake it? To save her life. Saving her life is not the game. What's his reason to save it? Mamzeris. He doesn't have to do anything to save the child from Mamzeris. The child's not going to be a Mamzer anyway. What? So that's the shliach, the case that the Rosh Hashanah is asking from. No, I think what he means is, if you look in the Rosh says the safest taste. That's why I know we're going to see Rosh Dalit just a little late. But the Rosh Dalit says, Yetze koil mamzeris. He doesn't say the child will be a mamzer. He says, rumors are going to go out. She's mezana with Edim. So, if someone knows that this woman was mezana, and she gave birth 9 months later, and they read the shidduch to you. So they'll tell you, listen, the mother was Mizana, but you should know, Rabbi is Zachar Baal, you don't have to worry about it. So I think it would be one of the things that people would be reluctant to go into the shidduch. So the Rosh is saying that why is he going to have an incentive to fake out the get? Because he wants to save the child from what? From Mamzeris? No, not from Mamzeris. So from a coil of Mamzeris. Okay, so he's going to want to save her from a coil of Mamzeris. That's all we're talking about. And it's Arab Akasha, Shah and Taisis also. Mamzeris, Taisis means there'll be a Kaila Mamzeris. So that's a Shah Mamzeris, Kaila Mamzeris. I just need to answer what I said a minute ago, that which is the main reason? To save for Misa. So I said to me, it would seem to save for Misa, to save for Mamzeris, saving for Mamzeris would be more important. But the answer is no, you're not saving for Mamzeris. The kid really is not a Mamzer. It's a question of saving from Misa or saving from a coil of Mamzeris, okay? So Misa is the Iker reason, a coil of Mamzeris is a secondary reason. That makes to me makes more sense.
Shine the Rosh, the point is, coil Mamzeris is so good, let him do it. If the kid's not a Mamzeris, he's saving the child from a coil Mamzeris.
Fine.
Don't
you have so Chayshu shall write again to save the child from a coil Mamzeris. It's great.
They're not
Mamzeris. Well, they're not Mamzeris because Rabbi Yisachar Baal. But we don't want to. I don't think we want to get to be faked out for saying this. Do we don't know?
Yeah.
Good.
That's not a reason to
do
the fact that
you're not. I am. I have to find someone else who also has a Kyle Mamzeris. Should be very tough. They can marry again, Ramon Avshach. Right. Okay, let's see. The Gemara finishes up. It's basically a very smooth Gemara. I mean, it's not smooth in the sense you have to keep cheshbon, but lomdus it's smooth. Rav Yechon, Amaytam, Elohim, Kirish Lokish, Chesava, Yesh, Labal, Peiris, Hashas, Nasina. I think we pass in this way. that the Baal has Peiris until the Sina, Eid of the Sira. So according to Reish Lakish, why is Rav Shimon Machshir? What's the reason? Why is Rav Shimon Machshir? Because he holds he get payris from Shas Ksiva. That means Rav Shimon also holds Shtar Mugdam is possible. It's like funny, if you learn Mishnah, you think Rav Shimon says Shtar Mugdam is kosher. So it sounds like in the Mishnah. But no, saying Reish Lakish also Shtar Mugdam is possible. It's just not Mugdam. Because he can't get payris in this Mark Ksiva. But if it would be Mugdam earlier than this Mark Ksiva, Rav Shimon would also pass. So Bishlam Reish Lakish Malchi Kamach Rav Shimon. El Rav Yechon, my time to Rav Shimon the Machshir, I'm Malach Rav Yechonan. I'll leave it to Rav Shimon like Kabina. I have no problem. I have no problem with Rav Shimon. Because I'm Maida that Rav Shimon could hold like you. He passed my Tachachamim. Ki Kamin, I'll leave it to Rabban. So Rav Yechonan saying, look, Reish Lakish, you want Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds like you. We pass like to Rabban, and Rabban say like me. So Bishlam Rav Yechonan, it's easy machlaikis. Hainu di'ika be'er Rav Shimon Rabban. Rav Yechonan says, what's the machlaikis? What we're arguing about. Elo l'Reish Lakish, my ika be'er Shimon Rabban. What's the kasha? Kasha is according to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds everybody makes a gzeri b'shem peiri. So what's the machlaikis? If the gzeri is b'shem peiri, why is Rav Shimon machshir? There it is. What? Why do the Rabbanim passel? Why do the Rabbanim passel? Okay. The Gemara, the Rabbanim pay Rishas Ksiva Shas Chasimi Kibinayu. That we said already, Rav Shimon holds, you get payers from Shas Ksiva. The Rabban holds, it's not so. So therefore, like Rav Shimon, there's nothing proud, nothing wrong, you get from Shas Ksiva, and it's written in Shas Ksiva. It was Nichtabi Yahim, Nichtabi Lailah. However, according to the Rabbanim, you don't get payers till the Laila, it's a problem. But if Chashamin Aluhu, did Marmeyev say Metzi and Peiris, Vyechem Shas Ksiva, Shlok Shas Nasina? Just one Nakuda here, which I wanted to clarify, and it's the end of the day, I'm not going to clarify it today, but maybe someone will have for me a Maramokim here. It's actually something someone in the Shiri asked me. Originally I thought it was not a Kasha, maybe it's talking not a Kasha. The question was only, according to Rabbi Eliezer, well, it's Eidei Mesira Karati anyway. The old Eidei Mesira Karati anyhow. So why is there all this concern with this man? This man has nothing to do with Mesira. This man is Ksiva, this man Chasima. Why, like Rameya Eidei Chasima Karati, I understand. We make a fuss over this man. Peri, Znos. But if you hold Eidei Mesira Karati, that means you have Eidei Mesira. So why make a fuss over this man? Who cares? If you want to say, if you want to do it again, you have to get Eidei Mesira. And we'll ask Eidei Mesira what the date was. It's part of the job of Eidei to know the date. So, let's say you have Af Eidei. So you have Eidei Mesira and Eidei Mesira. Well, the Maisa, the Iker Eidei said Eidei Mesira. So what does that mean? Lahalocha. Lahalocha. This is what we have to find. We should look in the Shulchan Aruch. Medina. If I write a get with zero Eidim, which is kosher, because we passed an Eidim Mesira Karati, which would take an Eidim, but if I write without Eidim, and I rely on Eidim Mesira Karati, do I have to have a Zman in such a get? If I'm doing an Eidim Mesira Karati to take a get, is there any reason for me to have a Zman? What? If the Eidim Mesira won't come, I'll be stuck anyway. I have no Eidim. What? For the Isha. What do you mean? She has a get. There's no Eidim signed on it. So she's going to bring the get, or she's going to bring the Eidim? So the Eidim are going to know this man. The Eidim Mesira know this man. Maybe they won't want to come, she'll bring the shtar, no one will challenge. Someone challenges the shtar, she'll have to find Eidim. No one will say, Mizuyif, what are you going to say?
There's no Eidim on the shtar at all, you're automatic.
I'm talking about Yavei Nisir. So then you should need man in such a case. So man was not like man of Lamayri. So it means this whole sugya is talking only not what's the Ikrit in Torah of a get. So Lamayri is me. What? No, it's a light floor. I said, I don't want to know. Alright, so for tomorrow, we'll find Marma Kaimus on this. Mr. Hashem, we'll do something and we'll try to finish the Amid for sure.